Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for your love to us. We thank you that the world is upside down, and we pray that it might be the right side up. So we pray that from your word this morning you might challenge us, encourage us, and help us to see what it is that you're asking of us. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a few questions. How many people here this morning would say that they were Christians? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Some have got two hands up. Well, in making that claim, it means that you have chosen to be different to those who say that they are not Christians. To claim to be a Christian means that what you do, how you live, how you treat others, and what you say have their foundations on Jesus Christ. True? True. You've made a choice to say to the world that you have chosen to be a follower of Jesus. No one can drift into being a Christian. You may drift into following how a Christian may live their life, but you cannot drift into being a Christian. It is a choice that people make. You choose to accept Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, or you don't. You choose to accept that through Jesus your sins are forgiven, or they are not. Life's full of choices, isn't it? You know, you even chose to come to church this morning. You could have stayed home and stayed in bed. I'm really pleased that you didn't. But that's a choice you could have made. We make choices every day. Some of them are important, while others it really doesn't matter. What did you have for breakfast this morning? It really doesn't matter, does it? But other choices do. We choose our partner in life, for instance. I chose Marge. Gee, I made a good choice. Really great. I also made a choice to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Saviour. Best choice I've ever made in my life. I also chose to be a plumber. It was a good choice. And then I chose to accept what I believed was God's calling to be a priest in his church. And I guess if I was to ask you this morning about the choices that you have made during the course of your life, you would probably say, oh, some have been good and some haven't been quite so good. I'm not sure if it's that easy for young people to make choices today. And for instance, when I was at school, I just went through school. But these days, in the last part of their education, the young people have to make choices as the subjects that they're going to take that might set them up for what they do in the rest of their life. I think it's more difficult for them to make those choices than it ever was for older people like myself. Some people choose to go down the path that will make them rich. Some people choose to go down a path that will give them happiness and satisfaction. Some people will choose to serve the community. Others will choose to serve in a particular way. For instance, our Link missionaries, the Jacksons, who choose to serve God in Japan. For Suze, who was to serve God in a particular place, but Greg informs me that her visa hasn't been granted, so she can't go to where CMS thought that they would place her. So she now has to wait until such time as they appoint her to another place. And here we are this morning at worship. Each one of us has chosen where we will sit. That's really funny because, you know, in a way, you sit in the same place every week. Every week. And therefore, I don't know about you, Greg, but for me, when I used to have to mark the roll, I could say, think back, and I could tick all those who were at church and all those who weren't, because I could remember where you sat. You never moved. And just looking around, you still haven't. Even Greg's in his same place. Oh, dear. But in the parable for today, Jesus was watching people. He watched those who were invited to the wedding or a special banquet. He watched where they sat. Some chose places nearest the bridegroom. They wanted the seats closest to those who were important. And in a way, nothing changes. Still today, we want to be close to those who are important. How often on television or that do we see people who want to get behind someone who's having their photo taken or whatever it might be? And the church is no different. Once upon a time, and I know this sounds like a story, but once upon a time when there was a special event in a church and the clergy were supposed to line up in procession, which they still do, and they will when the bishop lays up his staff, those ordained very recently would have to go in the front. And then at the back would be the archdeacons and the bishop. But these days, and you can tell me, Greg, in these days, the younger ones ordained, they want to be back near the back of the field. And so one of the jobs as archdeacon was to say, right, are you, Bob, up the front. Yes, they found it difficult. Humility and order wasn't something that they really wanted to agree to. Although the first 8 verses of our gospel reading for today lend themselves to the theme of the upside down kingdom, which we've been looking at for how many weeks now, Greg? Must be about six weeks. The last few verses, I think, lend themselves even more to this theme of the upside down kingdom. I need to tell you that what Jesus is suggesting is not something that I have chosen to do. I have not invited the lame, or the poor, or the crippled, or the blind to a party that I've organised. Mind you, I am impressed with how these days, on Christmas Day, there are dinners that are held for those who perhaps are homeless, those who can't look after themselves, or the lonely, and they're invited to a meal on Christmas Day. I think some of you may have assisted with some of that work that goes on. I'm also pleased to know that during the week there are churches and other organisations that provide meals for the same group of people. Now, while all this is taking place on a group level, I'm not sure if it happens on an individual level or a family level. Let me tell you something I think is quite funny. Because while I was preparing this sermon, and about at this point in my sermon, Robin, our daughter, rang. And I was saying to her, gee, I'm really struggling today, Rob. How can I tell people to do something that I don't? And I told her what was going on. And she said, but Dad, you've had people off the street for a meal. You've had people stay in our home who we didn't like. You've had people stay at our house. You've had people come to the door and you've fed them. So don't say that you've not done these things. In a way, I was thankful for her phone call, because I think that if we are to do the things that Jesus suggests, they should be done with as little fuss as possible and not looking for a reward. But in saying all this, I still think that the upside down kingdom living is tough and requires an enormous amount of love and goodwill to achieve all that it stands for. Well, I commenced my sermon by talking about choices that we make. But let me conclude by reminding you about the choices that Jesus made. His choice to leave heaven and to be born a human being. His choice to go to the cross to suffer for our sins. These choices were made for us. As those who follow this Jesus, there is an expectation that we will make choices that will bring a blessing not just to ourselves, but to others. These choices may cost us time, they may cost us money, they may cost us an image of who we are. We might even suffer. But that should not stop us. We need to be alert and willing to respond when the opportunities arise. The response may not always be what we want, but that's not the point. What we do should be done humbly and for the sake of those we serve. And I guess while doing them, we need to remember Jesus' words when he said, "What you have done for the least of these, you have done for me." Oh Lord, it really is difficult to live in a kingdom that's upside down. I guess in a way it's the world that's upside down, really, but your way seems to be upside down compared to the world's. Help us not to focus on the world's way, but rather to focus on yours. And we pray that you might give us the strength and the willingness to follow not only who you are, but the way you want us to live and to witness to you. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.